Lesson 11. Is he a good neighbor? Text A. You and your family have been living in the same six-family apartment building for 8 years. The landlord's family also lives there, and, generally speaking, all the tenants get along fairly well with each other. Recently, however, there was a change in the apartment next to yours. A nice, quiet old couple used to live there. The old lady would sometimes bring over some cookies or small cakes she had made, and your mother, in return, would give them some food or help the old lady with her shopping. Unfortunately, the old lady died last month. Her husband couldn't live alone, so his grandson moved in with him. The grandson, who is about 20, has become a problem to your family. The walls of the building are thin, and he is noisy. You are used to peace and quiet, but the grandson likes to listen to his radio late at night. Sometimes friends of his visit, and they make a lot of noise. Everyone in your family is bothered by your new neighbor, and as a result is becoming more irritated. Your mother once politely asked the old man if he was able to sleep well at night, but apparently he didn't get the hint. If he did understand your mother's intention, and did speak to his grandson about it, the grandson apparently didn't listen, since things haven't changed any. Everyone in your family agrees that something has to be done, but no one wants to hurt the old man's feelings or cause him any problems. What do you think should be done? Text B.
Listen, the heating's broken in my room. When are you going to come and fix it?
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I'll get someone right away.
You'd better. It's freezing up there, and my room's a disgrace. That maid's useless. I want her replaced.
Well, I'll speak to the housekeeper about it, sir. But I'm sure...
And that hall porter's another one. Cheeky devil. You should get rid of him, too. Doesn't know how to treat guests with respect. And look at the money I'm paying.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir, but George has been with us for 20 years, and we've never had any complaints about him until now.
And another thing. What are you going to do about those foreigners in number 27, carrying on all night in that funny language, shouting they were? It shouldn't be allowed.
If you like, sir, I'll have a word with them and ask them to be a little more considerate.
Yes, do that, will you? Then maybe I'll get some sleep.
I'm very sorry you've been disturbed, sir, but are you enjoying your stay apart from that?
Well, I don't think much of the restaurant. I can't get a decent plate of fish and chips. It's all salad and fancy stuff. And the service is terrible, too.
Well, sir, I'm sure the waiters try to be as helpful as they can, but they are very busy at dinner.
Well, you should get some more, shouldn't you? You should be able to afford it. You're charging enough this year, aren't you?
I'm very sorry you feel that way about it, sir. If there's anything else I can do to make your stay here more pleasant, please don't hesitate to ask me.
Don't worry, I'll tell you all right.
Additional information. The time of day is about 7:30 in the evening. You are on your way home and are presently on a subway train which is about full. At one of the stops, a young man in his early 20s gets on the train and sits down next to a middle-aged woman reading a book. The man looks like he might have been drinking a little. After a few minutes, he reaches into his pocket for a cigarette and lights up. There are signs on the subway which prohibit smoking. People usually obey the signs, since it is both dangerous and inconsiderate not to. The woman turns to the man and very politely says, "Excuse me, sir, but you aren't supposed to smoke on the subway." The man ignores her, so she once again says, "Excuse me, sir, but people don't usually smoke on the subway." The man looks at the woman and says, "Why don't you mind your own business, lady?" The woman closes her book, very calmly stands up, looks straight at the man, and says, "I think the safety of all the passengers is everyone's business, young man." She then turns to walk away, when suddenly the young man jumps up and grabs her by the arm and turns her round. The woman yells,